Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
What are your non-negotiables? And why is it important to know? That's what we're going to be talking about right here, right now on Polly Campbell. Simply Said. Hello, 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 and welcome to Polly Campbell Simply Said. This is the podcast where we talk about how to live well, do good, and be happy. And it's about creating the environments to help us do that, right? To feel good and have fun and be healthy and energized and in great relationships. This is stuff we can do, but it means paying attention to the things we are allowing in our lives. Now, this is something that came up in my life, in my household this weekend. We have a big celebration coming up. Our daughter is graduating from high school in another month. That's unbelievable. And so I'm recording this in April, and she will be done with school around the end of May. So we have family coming in to town, and we're going to have a gathering of our friends and so forth to celebrate this. And there are a lot of things to get done, right? I want the deck to look good. I want the yard to look good. I want the path to be cleaned off so that people don't trek through the house and get the sticky blossoms on their shoes and all of that. Nothing hard. Just I want to spruce things up a little bit. And my husband and I have been working together with our daughter to, you know, get things cleaned up and ready for spring and summer and doing all this. It's a team effort. So I woke up Saturday morning and my husband got up earlier and he putters in the morning. That's really where he gets his energy and he fades by, you know, early afternoon. I'm just the opposite. I want a slow start. I want to get up, hit the couch, read the paper, have my coffee, do my morning pages. I want to have that time to just kind of meditate into the day, whatever that looks like. Sometimes that looks like actual meditation. Sometimes that looks like quiet time, writing time, reading time, whatever it is, it's a slow start for me. He is just the opposite. So I woke up and poured my cup of coffee and I'm sitting on the couch in a sunny spot in my pajamas and I'm writing my morning pages and he's bustling around. And I felt myself getting kind of defensive and kind of nervous, like I should get up and do this stuff too and support him in this. I mean, he does some of the heavier jobs outside. I have my other things. We work together on other things. So it's always a team effort. There's plenty to go around and we all pitch in until it's done. But I was sitting here having my slow start in the morning and he was doing what he does, which is run around and get tons of stuff done before I'm even dressed, right? And it was driving me crazy. I was feeling like I had to stand up, get moving to meet his pace, to keep up with him. And I was starting to feel kind of guilty that he was doing all this stuff. And I was just sitting there reading and writing and doing my thing. But then I began to think about it. Now, this isn't a new thing for me. I've always been this way. I've taken this time in the morning when I can, which is I build time in. I'll even get up early to take this time in the morning. And I was thinking about what Dr. Gina and Craig said in last week's show about non-negotiables. And we've always, my husband and I, have talked in terms of non-negotiables and deal breakers. And So we had a conversation about this on Saturday, and I said, oh, I told him, I said, I feel like I should be standing up and getting rolling, getting dressed and joining you, pulling weeds outside and doing the other things. And he's like, no, you do you. And I thought about the words of Dr. Jean Ann Craig, where she said, know what your non-negotiables are. Now, she was talking about some big ticket items, like her non-negotiable is lying. She cannot handle lying. And I agree with her. We are going to have non-negotiables in our life. But non-negotiables for me also go to my self-care. They go to the things that I feel I must have to be healthy, to be me, to be energized and bring all that I have. So when my husband says, no, you do you, that's what he's meaning. Like, hey, listen, we operate differently and how you do it is okay, but don't come back on me when I'm taking a nap at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and you're busy, right? Because we have different styles on some of this stuff. Now, the things that we do together or need each other's help on, we do at a time that works for both of us. But he's right. I need to do me. And there are certain parts of me that are non-negotiable. There's plenty I want to improve. There's things I'm very open to talking about, things I want to learn about myself, all of that part of, but there are also some things that are important to me as a woman, as a character, as a mother, as a writer, as a person that have to be built into my day, into my life. Now, Jerry and I, my husband and I talk in terms of two different ways. When we got married, before we got married, when we were engaged, we talked about deal breakers. What did we want to have in our marriage and what would we not tolerate in our marriage? And it was important to know that, right? Because marriages are up and down and there are challenges. And the things we cannot tolerate in the marriage, they're not the roommate things. Like, he has these little habits that make me crazy. You've heard me talk about it before. Like, can anybody in this house wipe off the coffee grounds from the counter? Anyone but me. Okay. Anyone. Those things are probably not going to change. He does his thing that way and I do mine. We have our little idiosyncrasies that drive the other one crazy. But there are some big deals, some big deal breakers that I know would end the relationship and hurt him and hurt the relationship. And I'm not ever going to cross those lines, and vice versa for him. We have deal breakers and we outlined those before we even got married. I think this is worth doing. What can you not live with? I cannot live with someone cheating on me and lying to me, betraying me. Okay. And one of his deal breakers is he doesn't want to live with an addict. He doesn't want somebody that's using alcohol or using drugs to numb themselves to get by in the world. Those were the two big deal breakers for both of us. I also won't live with an addict. So clarifying those big themes, the things that would end the relationship before we even got married, was not only a good discussion to have because it let me know what he really values, what he really needs to feel safe and healthy and supported in this relationship. And obviously he learned that about me, but it prompted all kinds of discussions about other things because most things are not a deal breaker. If he hits me, that's a deal breaker. It's never happened. I never expect it to happen. What are the deal breakers for you in your work, in your relationship, in your health? What would end the conditions the way they are now? What would change everything? What would cause you to leave or disrupt things so dramatically that it would be transformative in your life? When I was a new reporter starting work at a small newspaper in Washington, I worked with some women who were much older than me at the time, and they were awesome. I learned so much, and they were such fun, cool people. But one thing a couple of them told me is keep some go to hell money. Have some money set aside in your bank account so that you're ever in a job, if you're ever in a job that you cannot stay in because you feel like they're doing something unethical or because it's breaking your soul or because something you cannot tolerate is happening in that job, then have that go to hell money set aside so that you can get out, right? And I think of deal breakers like that. Know what the conditions are in the relationship, whether it's work relationship or marriage relationship or family relationship, so that if someone violates those qualities, those boundaries, then it's an end all and you need to make a change. Those are the deal breakers. Those are the big things. And like I said, we only have a couple in our marriage, right? But then there are the non-negotiables. And I think non-negotiables are important. And you can call these whatever you want. Jean Ann Craig talks about lying as a non-negotiable for her. And that is what I would call my deal breaker. However you want to title them, however you want to talk to yourself about them, is fine. No wrong answers. But do the work and know what they are for you so that when they show up, you recognize them as something that needs to change because it's intolerable for you, okay? Those are the deal breakers. Now, the non-negotiables for me are things that go in, they factor into how I live my everyday life, my weekly life, my day-to-day, how I want to feel in my house, in my marriage, in my work. And those non-negotiables are the smaller things that have a big impact on who I am and how I feel. And I think they're equally as important because they go to our quality of life and what we want to create and who we are and allow us to live close to our values. But you have to know what they are for you. And we're going to talk about how to discover that right after this short break on Polly Campbell's Simply Said, part of the Best Business Network of Electrocasts. We'll be right back.
Thunderpants!
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. So smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah! So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good.
Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny. Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy-on, easy-off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And welcome back to Polly Campbell Simply Said. This is the podcast where we talk about how to live well, do good, and be happy. And today, we're talking about the deal breakers and non-negotiables. Now, no matter what you call it, these are the things in your life that you cannot live with and that you cannot live well without. So the deal breakers in my marriage, for example, my husband and I talked even before we were married about the things, the conditions we would not tolerate in a marriage, the things that were unhealthy, like addiction or alcoholism or abuse, betrayal, the things that if they came into play, if they became a factor in our marriage, and fortunately they haven't, but if they did, that we would not tolerate them, it would be an end to the marriage and an end to the relationship. Because I feel like it was important for us to put boundaries down. Now, that discussion about what those things were for us, and there aren't very many, but it was really enlightening. It helped us to share our values and recognize that we were really on the same page, that we wanted the same conditions and environment and support and love and relationship as one another. So it's a very satisfying thing to talk over our deal breakers, but it was also kind of the line in the sand. If these things come into play, then it's going to transform our relationship one way or the other. And it was good to know that about each other. Now, the second part of this is the non-negotiables. For me, the non-negotiables are really the things I need as part of my life to be healthy, to be happy, to be engaged, to feel good. You could almost see them as the little things I do each day, the little rituals or things that I invite in that make me feel good, make me happy, ground me so I don't get too anxious or too high or too low, right? And these can change. There are a few things that right now I'm doing, and I've been doing them pretty regularly most of my life. They're things that I need to be who I am. And I do them every day. And it's just something that is inherent to him. One of them is quiet time. And my husband and my daughter both know, like, if I'm freaking out, if things are happening and I'm feeling anxious or irritable or what, it's probably because I haven't had that time yet. That's non-negotiable. I need some space each day where I don't have to talk to anyone. I don't have to care for anyone. I don't have to make any decisions. It's non-negotiable for me. Now, that can be a 5-minute drill. That can be a 5-hour drill. You know, I have kids. I have a job. I have family activities that I care about. I have other things that are fun to do. So carving out quiet time isn't always easy, but it's non-negotiable. And because of that, I make sure it happens every day for some amount of time. Often it happens in the morning where there's another non-negotiable. I want a cup of coffee. And I want a few minutes to write with a fountain pen in my notebook. It feels meditative to me. It's grounding to me. It allows me to kind of get the clutter out of my mind before I start the day. Coffee is one of the greatest joys of my life. That moment in the morning where I do it, it's really settling to me. And that's non-negotiable. I can count probably on one hand in the last 5 years the number of mornings I didn't start my day off with some kind of writing and some kind of quiet time with a cup of coffee. Now, that can change. I don't always get the length of time I want, but this is the way I start my day. This is non-negotiable. My family knows that. It doesn't mean that I go off by myself and don't talk to people. It just means they know I have made this time a priority, and I'm willing to get up early to have it. So on the days when I have an early appointment or I've got to drive our daughter to school, I am willing to make sacrifices on the other end of my day to get this time before she is up or before I need to take off. What are your non-negotiables? What are the things that you do each day that help you feel grounded, that make you feel connected or happy or healthy? That might be exercise, right? That might be knitting or cooking. Each day, my non-negotiables include that quiet time with the coffee and the writing sometime in the early part of the day. And they also include creating something. I want to make something. So sometimes that is that early morning writing. Sometimes that will work. Sometimes it's cooking something different or practicing something in the office, trying a new type of writing or sketching, you know, playing with a doodle or whatever it is. There has to be something that I make with my hands. And lately, a non-negotiable, and this isn't always, this is a change, I go in and out of this, but a walk, a 20-minute movement, exercise, or walk around the neighborhood, or an interval exercise, minimum of 20 minutes, that's become non-negotiable because I was making all kinds of excuses to get out of it. And when I decided that, no, this is who I am, I'm a person who moves each day, it became a ritual that became important to me, right? And it helped me to form some new habits around that so that it became easier to get out and get my exercise for whatever amount I decide to do, minimum of 20 minutes. When it's a non-negotiable, it elevates it from strictly something that has to be done on your to-do list. It's something that you do before anything else happens. It's something that you do before you go to bed. It's something that you do in the morning because it's important to who you are as a person and it's non-negotiable. So what are your non-negotiables? What are the things that bring you joy, the habits, the rituals, the creative aspects? Maybe you play music. Maybe you take lunch by yourself at work so you can have a quiet moment. Maybe you write during your lunch break. What are they for you? What are your non-negotiables that are personal rituals that help you be more of who you already are? I think it's worth thinking about today. The deal breakers, what is the line that cannot be crossed. And if it is crossed, you know that you are not going to tolerate it and that there needs to be a change in your relationships, in your household, in your job, whatever it is. What are the deal breakers? And then what are the non-negotiables that when you add them, when you maintain them, when you do them each day in your life, they elevate your experience. So life becomes more grounded, healthier, more fun, happier. These things go to our well-being. These things go to how we show up and feel in the world and feel about ourselves at the end of the day. I think it's worth thinking about. Let me know what you come up with. Become part of our Simply Said community. You can find it at pollycampbell.substack.com. Right now, that's free to join. So become part of our Simply Said community there and let me know in the comments what your non-negotiables are. I'm going to be writing a little more about this because I think it's worth thinking about. And when we figure out our boundaries that keep us safe and healthy and true and authentic to ourselves, and the habits and rituals we can add in each day to elevate our own experience, then we will all live well, do good, and be happy.
Hey guys, it's Miriam Love here, and I want to share something very special with you. Check out my new release, All In, the Spanish Remixes, out now on Electric House Records. And always remember, be love, share love, all love.
Available now wherever you listen to music.
Hi, I'm Mark.
And I'm Peter.
We're the founders of Electrocast Media, bringing you great podcasts like Nightmare Road Stories, Tech Talk Revolution, and Bodacious Minds.
Electrocast networks include Ruby for female empowerment, The Best Business Network, and GPN for geopolitics. We built this company to create community and amplify diverse voices, and we really appreciate your support.
So, keep listening to Electrocast podcasts and hear the culture.
Electric acid.